October 12th, 2017. Once again, I see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am Lord of all creation, Lord of the universe. I come once again to turn the heart of the world away from sin and error and back to me. The only way, the only path to achieve this victory is through love of me and obedience to my commandments. If you love someone, it follows that you want to please them. The way to please me is to respect and obey my commandments. Any other path is a compromise. Each soul is responsible to live according to the genuine, clear interpretation of the law. Do not try to redefine or to put new meanings into what I have written in stone. Do not accept social justice as a just cause to do so. Do not relegate sin into political issues. Have the courage to stand for the truth. Have the courage to be unpopular for the sake of the truth. I see clearly into every heart. I know your temptations and your weaknesses. I am here to help you, to strengthen you, if you let me. You cannot live in truth without my help. Accept my help with humility. For all eternity, I have seen the confusion of these times. I will endure them with you. A note is given to read Baruch, chapter 4, verse 1. She is the book of the commandments of God, and the law that endures forever. All who hold her fast will live, and those who forsake her will die. Another note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 19 through 24. By this we shall know that we are of the truth and reassure our hearts before him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God. And we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. All who keep his commandments abide in him, and he in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit which he has given us. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.